The Secret of Villefelt Manor, An Erotic Christmas Story by Christina Tempest, narrated by Christina May. 1st of December. It never failed. Every time Claire started to come to terms with the fact that she was living in the city, she was reminded of how much she missed the open spaces. The beauty of the frosty landscape as the afternoon sun shone through the clouds and lit up the pale fields gave her a wistful sting in the heart. But even seeing the grand nature of northern Jutland was not enough to chase away the thoughts of Claire's discussion with Karen. Since driving from Copenhagen hours before, she had tossed and turned her friend's words in her head. She had turned on the radio in the hope of having something else to think about. But the string of classical Christmas songs that had filled her tiny car on the trip had not been enough to chase away her thoughts. Usually, if Claire was still annoyed about a conversation like this one hours later, it was a sign that her sincere friend was right. Damn, Claire was stuck behind two trucks. They were attempting a lengthy maneuver of overtaking each other on the motorway. She drummed her fingers on the wheel impatiently. Was she really as dull as Karen had said she was? It had not been that long since she had last had a boyfriend. She signaled off the motorway and counted on her fingers, while a tractor snuck away on the slippery ice on the road. Yeah, okay, so it had been 2.5 years. Wow, it did not feel like it had been that long. It was because of her new job with the Agadeus Foundation. Dividing other people's money for different environmental projects was just about the best thing Claire knew. Maybe she did not have to spend all her time doing that. Before concluding that Karen was right, and it was possibly time for her to start dating again, the tractor pulled down onto a small gravel road, and the country was open in front of her. Claire gasped. The countryside looked so beautiful in the light of the setting sun. The airy spaces of northern Jutland were really an overlooked gem. But she doubted this was the right place to follow Karen's advice of finding a man. The inn was the only place you could stay in such a small town as this, and after she had checked in, she was no longer in doubt. She definitely had to go back to Copenhagen if she wanted to find a man. Astrup was one of the smallest towns she had ever been in. She put her luggage in her room, which was at least warm and had a fantastic view. She was already looking forward to seeing the light come through the large window, and she was grateful that her meeting at the local mansion was late enough that she could stay at the inn until after the sun had risen. It was a pleasure only a few Copenhagen residents could enjoy, because the houses were so close together. And she absolutely adored her two-room apartment in the capital. She still found herself missing the light and the space that she remembered from her childhood in the countryside. Downstairs, she looked around the empty foyer. "Can I help you with anything?" the kind receptionist asked. She was a round woman, about 50 years old, and in the middle of solving a crossword puzzle, a fact she did not try to hide. "Something to eat?" "We open at 6 o'clock. The grey-haired woman smiled kindly at her and did not seem to realize that she had not even asked what kind of food Claire was interested in. "You can go in and find a table." Apparently, that meant there was only one...